We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. It's the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Jim Galante here. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're still hearing from James Franklin coming off a 17-10 win for Penn State over Pitt. It's a bye week. Maryland coming up next week. Friday night in College Park. By the way, this is neither here nor there, but they've got students who can't wait to get through the doors. That was before they lost to Temple, so maybe they have pumped the brakes just a wee bit, as we probably should have on the Maryland hype train as well. So we heard from James Franklin on some of the key issues in this game in the previous segment. He's got more to say. We'll start things on, you know, what he thought the story of the game was, which was pressure that Pitt put on Sean Clifford, while Penn State's pass rush on the other side wasn't able to get to Kenny Pickett.
Obviously, I thought the early story of the game was they were able to pressure and get to our quarterback, maybe not sacks, but we were able to hit him and get pressure on him. We weren't able to get pressure on their quarterback. I thought that was the early story of the game, but after halftime, we were able to get him, you know, either hit, moved out of the pocket, scrambled, plays like that, which I think helped us, but we stopped the run, I mean, all night long.
Here's one thing I'll say in response on the Penn State, you know, Pitt blitzing Sean Clifford side. I know that people are going to listen to what we've said so far and talk about negativity and all that. And you know, for a winning effort, I think there's reason to kind of be critical of what went on Saturday. So I'm fine with that. But I think in terms of the long-term development of Sean Clifford, this was a really good game for him to see, to run into pressure like that. I thought he handled himself well. You know, I thought he looked at times like a young quarterback. I think there's still some double clutching happening in the pocket. I think there are still some times where he's holding his internal clock hasn't been built up to where it needs to be yet. But these are the types of games that can help you with that. You know, for him to experience that kind of in-your-face defensive pressure, for him to experience that in tandem with the press man coverage that they play on the outside, the different kinds of looks, you know, this was a pretty good Pitt defense that had Penn State's number. You know, the if you're looking at glass half empty, you're saying, okay, Penn State's coaching staff didn't anticipate this kind of pressure, this kind of approach from Pitt's defense. Fine. I think it took until the third quarter to really adjust. Again, that is something James Franklin addressed in the past. But, you know, I think Sean Clifford, this is going to be good for him in the long run.
The glass half full reaction to it is they got the win anyway, even right, playing poorly. It's a good lesson for Sean Clifford, and you'd much rather get the lesson and still win. But both for him and the offensive coordinator could go look at this tape, and they have 2 weeks to take a look at that and say, this is what we have to do better.
And I think maybe reimagine themselves for that Maryland game. Maybe try to get to a point where you can make adjustments a little bit better. You can make now fundamental, foundational type adjustments with the bye week. That, and I think in that respect, this is good timing for Penn State to go back to the drawing board.
And one other thing, oftentimes with the pressure, let's not forget the offensive line, and hopefully there'll be some lessons there. And going back and watching the tape and doing that stop action frame by frame, as often as not, what was happening is two Penn State offensive linemen would be blocking one guy while another defender came in free. It was mistakes being made on the offensive line, too.
At least they weren't blocking each other like they became so infamous for a couple years ago.
Small steps.
Yeah. James Franklin had more to say on the pressure that Pitt got on Sean Clifford, and he did talk about screens and defending them and maybe running more of them.
No, you know, we went into this knowing they had a defensive tackle that we felt like could be a problem. The other thing is they were very aggressive in their blitz game and how they attacked our running backs. We had some conversations at halftime that we thought could help move in the pocket, help with that. Some of the things that, you know, we like to do in terms of free release in the back, which we made a big play to Ricky Slade, or even the screen game, which continues to be a problem for our defense and needs to be a bigger part of our offense. So those are the things that I think, you know, we discussed at halftime that, you know, we just got to do a better job of.
So I think James just said what, you know, a lot of people think. And if it's not screens, it's draws, it's quarterback draws. It's what, you know, when you see that, that's the kind of adjustment you'd like to see Penn State make in the face of pressure. And I think that those guys know that. So you don't want to harp on the point too much, but defending the screen is still remains an issue on the defensive side.
It does. And on offense, instead of saying, gee, we got to work to get better at it, I would have liked to have seen them worked on it in August.
Yeah,
and when
yeah.
they're facing the pressure this past week, we would have seen it in use.
Yeah, I think just in general, Penn State likes to think that they've got 1,000 options on offense, 1,000 different ways that they can beat you. And there's just oftentimes they don't pick the right one out of that 1,000. I think that Penn State has some time to work on these types of things and to maybe mix and match and to implement some new wrinkles into their game plan. I know this is a touchy subject for you, but James went into the idea of explosive plays and how Pitt's defense took them away.
Yeah, we missed a couple of them that we had. You know, we had guys behind them, and just a couple of them we overthrew. A couple of them we left inside, especially the vertical balls. We want to keep those things outside, even if they're short. We want our receivers to leave room on the sideline for the quarterback and be able to adjust to the ball, and we didn't do that. I think that was, you know, probably the biggest factor. But I thought they had a good plan. They're playing press man on the outside, which is what they play, or they played press bail and tried to take away the shots, you know, try to take away the shots from you. So, again, you know, I think I got a lot of respect for Coach Narduzzi as a defensive guy. They always play really tough. And then I do think he gets very involved with us in how to attack our defense from a defensive perspective. So, you know, good game, but obviously very excited to get the win.
So this is something that Pitt does well. They do manage to take big plays away, because if you're playing pressure and you're, you know, jamming guys at the line of scrimmage, that's your identity. Pitt plays at their identity pretty well, and they did take some big plays away. This is semi-related and whatever, but this is the second week in a row where you saw Penn State take a shot down the field in the end zone and had two guys in right on top of each other. It worked out last week against Buffalo. I think the extra attention, I don't know, you know, I can't really recall who that, I guess it was for KJ Hamler this time. Jahan Dotson caught it last time, but Pat Freiermuth was in the area and the other defender was in the area and maybe, but 2 weeks in a row, you're having that kind of issue with the route down the field. I know it's sort of related, but Penn State clearly views itself as a big play offense, and I think they can be. But what else is there? You know, that would be my question.
And as I said earlier, what I don't want, I appreciate the analysis of how important explosive plays are, but don't force it. And Pitt seemed well prepared for those plays, whereas there were other things with all these weapons Penn State has that they could have done. And ironically, I believe if they would have done some of these other plays, got first down after first down, it would have opened up the big play, the explosive play then.
There's a push and a pull, and I think James talked about this leading up to the Pitt game, of keeping your offense on schedule and creating big plays. And sometimes those ideals, those goals, those tasks, they don't run together. They're not complementary tasks sometimes. You have to figure out when to take those shots and when you got to create more manageable situations to keep the chains moving. Not an easy predicament. This is what coaches are paid to do. All right. Struggles on third down. James Franklin mentioned that again. I think it's something that he's brought up after each of these games. He might have said the same thing after every game of last season, too. So we've got a little track record here. Good in the red zone, need to play better on third down.
I think we got, you know, a really good scheme and game plan each week where, you know, some of the RPO stuff we do creates conflict. We feel good about our plan there. Obviously, the story for us is we got to continue to get better on third down and be a little bit more consistent. Missed a couple throws and a couple plays that we needed to make. But overall, you know, I think we got a really good plan in the red zone. I think that's been a similar theme the last 2 years. We've been pretty good in the red zone. We need to continue to do that. And the other theme is we got to be better on third down. You know, I think leading into this game, we'll look at it, but we were leading the nation, I think, in explosive plays. And I think we were second in the nation in creating first downs on first and second down. Our defense, I think, was sixth in the nation in getting to third down, stopping people on first and second down. The next step for us is on both offense and defense, you know, continue to get better on third down. So we're going to enjoy this win. We got to go into the bye week, and we got to take advantage of it. We got to have a really good plan for the bye week, which between the sports scientists and the coaches and everybody, I think we've done a good job there. But we got to take the next step, and this is going to be important that we handle this week the right way, because we got a really good opponent.
This is James Franklin saying, we haven't been very good on third down, but our approach is fine, and here's why. I mean, and I'm not saying that that's wrong. I think that just to boil down what he just said, that's what it is.
Pretty much. And, you know, they have been having red zone success. Great. And some of the third downs, his logic is right. Some statistics lie, and sometimes that third down success comes down to, are you averaging third and 12 or are you averaging third and 2? Big difference. And when you play like Penn State does for the explosive plays on first and second down, you may not reach third down, or if you do, it's third and long. I get it. There's more to it than just that straight third down success. But defensively, I'd like to see them do a better job. There were too many third and longs that Pitt was able to
a lot.
To get
there
the
was
first
a lot.
Down.
Too
there
many.
Was
a lot.
Yep. Too many.
Yeah, third and four, and really successful on fourth down,
yes,
too, you know, to get
multiple
those key
times.
Stops. So that, I think that's the next step, certainly for the Penn State defense as well. All right, one more question for James. Was asked if he was satisfied with the pass rush, and he was pretty short and to the point.
No, we got to get to the quarterback more consistently. It's really been, you know, I think the last 2 weeks when we came into the season really feeling like that was going to be a strength of ours, and it hasn't necessarily showed up that way. So, you know, we'll study that and make sure that we're doing the things, because I think we have the guys to do it. But we haven't got the pressure that we think we should get.
All right, real quick here, Dusty. I every week get these quotes from Franklin. There's usually a pause between the question and the answer, and then the answer is about 1 minute. There was no pause here, and it took him 20 seconds. Reading between the lines here, I don't think he was happy at all with the defensive line.
And I think there was reason probably not to be happy. Give credit to Kenny Pickett, but this is a group that needs to do better for you. All right, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, download the Keystone Sports app, and visit us at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.